today's gospel that Deacon Dan just proclaimed, Luke tells us that Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste. Mary has just been told that she is to be the mother of God. And rather than keeping the news to herself or wondering how she will cope, she sets out on a journey to visit her older cousin Elizabeth. And we have this momentous scene that follows the Feast of the Visitation. You know, too often we think of Mary as a quiet, serene, stay-at-home figure, placid and passive. But today I'd like to invite you to think of her a little bit differently. I suggest we look at Mary as a person of action, as a person on the move. She's a woman who is going places. She is a woman on a journey, constantly, by necessity, traveling. After this journey to see Elizabeth while pregnant, we find her next embarking on the arduous trip to Bethlehem. Then she's on the move again, fleeing to Egypt to escape death. We meet her again journeying to Jerusalem, where her son goes missing, and we follow her as she goes in search of him. That whole episode ends with another journey back to Nazareth. Now Mary, the first disciple in many ways, prefigures all the disciples who will follow, traveling to spread the gospel and proclaim the good news. And so we can consider Mary as a woman on a mission. I think we could call her the first missionary, one who literally carried Jesus to the world. In today's gospel, didn't we see her bringing Jesus to another? As she carried him in her womb. And she speaks missionary words, which are the very beginning of all belief. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. What follows is the Magnificat, Mary's great gift of Scripture. One of the most beautiful prayers is so fundamental to our faith journey that it's prayed every evening by millions around the world as part of the Liturgy of the Hours. We can only imagine what other travels Mary took in the course of her life. We mustn't forget the most difficult of all, as she walked with her son to Calvary. Which brings us to today. Today, we celebrate her ultimate journey, her assumption into heaven. The woman who spent so much of her life in motion, setting out in haste, searching, fleeing, finally is given a place of rest. As the first reading of Revelation puts it, a place prepared by God. And so this day we honor that and honor how God has looked with favor on his lowly servant. One final thought, though Mary has left this world, Mary is not removed from it. As our mother, as our intercessor, she remains close to you and me. Like Mary, all of us are on that journey. All of us are traveling to places we may not understand, to destinations we cannot see. But isn't this life? We ask Mary to help us guide us on that way. And so the road is long, and the journey through this, our exile, the veil of tears, as we pray in the Hail Holy Queen prayer. We pray in our gathering today to have the trust, the courage to travel whatever road we must take with Mary, just as Mary did. And so let's turn our hearts to this woman of grace, imploring her to pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death, for we too are on that journey. And we have much further to go to reach our heavenly home.